Cole, you've had a few days to reflect on Thursday's game against Connorskey. What do you make of the game in general and that performance?
It was a tough game. It's always a tough game against Connorskey. Andy Morrison's a top coach who always has them well drilled, and now that a lot of their lads are full time, that they're always going to be that much sharper than us. But second half, you know, there was only one team looking to win it in the last 30 minutes, and we dominated the game in the last 30 minutes. Either team worked each other's goalkeeper. You know, Mike Hayes had a good chance just before half time, but I thought we should have been a little bit better in the final third with our final ball and our distribution, and we should have gone on and won the game. But you know, as a whole, I thought it was a good performance on a sticky pitch, which was difficult. And you know, they're used to playing on that, and they play to their strengths on that pitch as well. So yeah, it was a good performance overall.
For probably first time season, you've almost had a full squad to choose from. As a manager, what's it like to have this nice dilemma now that there are lads to choose from and they have competition for places?
It's not so much. We've had a massive injury list throughout the season, so you know, still Andre's still a few weeks away. Steve won't play again this season. Ian Sheridan's come away from that game with problems with his knee, so there's always injuries within the camp, really. So you know, we had a bit of a problem on Thursday that we had a few lads available, more than what we've had before. But over the season, we've struggled with Stephen Fisher and Valentine. You know, Valentine wasn't really going to play a lot this year, but he's done really well as a coach and doing a job for us. And he was outstanding at Connorskey, and Steve Fisher's been named on the bench as well over the season. So, you know, just shows what an injury crisis that we've got. So, you know, it's great. It's a great problem to have with us getting so many players back available.
We've had four new additions in the transfer window, Disney, Shaw, Kieran and Rob. How do you think they've done so far, and what do they all bring to the team now?
Yeah, I know what they do. John Disney was a great player at Connorskey, and we tried to get him in the summer, but he wanted to go and play in the English system and didn't quite work out for him there through injuries. And Lewis as well. You know, Lewis is a good mate of John, and he asked if he could join John in coming, and you know, I've been an admirer of both players. Lewis is an exceptional player and scored a fantastic goal against the Key, you know, and his all-round play and everything. He's a great athlete going forward, and you know, he struck the goal really well against the Key to get us a draw. And Kieran, we know what we get off Kieran. You know, he's a ball carrier, and he's a great committed lad, and he's for the cause of Ballytown, as is Rob Pearson as well, who's, you know, being away a lot longer than Kieran. But it's great to have them back, you know, not just as footballers on the field, as off the field as well, which they add so much to.
We have Druids on Thursday night. They had a good result against TNS last Friday. What are you expecting from them this week?
Druids is tough. You know, they beat us convincingly at their place, and we had a tough game against them here. So it's going to be a really tough game. I watched them against TNS the other night, and they've done exceptionally well. But, you know, it's a big game for us, and it's not so much about Druids, it's about how we perform, and we focus on our own performance and not worry about anybody else in the top six.
Okay, thank you very much.